We continue with the On Deck Show from Purdue Stadium. I'm pleased to be joined now by manager Colin Woody. Colin, it's been a good week for you so far, 3-0 against the Woodpeckers, coming off a doubleheader sweep on Thursday as you get set for another one here tonight. But as you look back at these first three games, what's really stuck out to you in the success you've had?
We're taking advantage of these little opportunities throughout the game to take advantage of, you know, their mistakes on defense or their, you know, their free bases that they're giving us on the mound. And it's been cold, and when it's cold and you got young players that aren't used to that, it can be hard to come by hits. But we're making the most of our opportunities. We're doing some little things right. We're running the bases well. We're getting some bunts down. We're getting some timely hits, and that's really been the difference.
It seems like the bodies of these young players have been tested a little bit. You're playing a second doubleheader in just a matter of days. You're going through the cold weather, as you mentioned. But you have to like the way they've persevered through this. You've found ways to win multiple times. And it seems like you're doing just a lot of things good enough to win these games, led by your pitching. Your offense has had some timely hits. So it's been pretty impressive to see these guys have to battle through these conditions this week and play well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you mentioned our pitching. Our pitching has been absolutely lights out. And in order to win, you know, these low scoring games, that's obviously a big part of it is the fact that the pitching is going to be lights out for you. So we've been lucky there. We've had some good arms, some good outings. But yeah, I mean, this week has been super weird. Honestly, the whole start to our season has been a little bit strange. And these guys have done a really, really great job of just kind of blocking out the noise. And once they get in between the lines, just getting to work and executing it the way that they need to execute it.
He touched on the pitching, and we've got a couple of really good starts this week. Evan Yates was fantastic on Wednesday in his first start at home, and then you had Chase Alsup in his second start, 10 strikeouts across five innings. When you look at what those two guys did and the conditions they battled in, how impressed were you by their starts here this week?
Yeah, I mean, they looked like very clean, professional starts. Seeing those guys do that this early into their, you know, professional career is really, really exciting to see. I mean, I think that we're going to have a lot of fun every time those guys take the mound, because they're going to just mow down the competition. And yeah, it's just fun to watch those guys go to work.
Well, offensively speaking, much better week for you so far against Fayetteville compared to Salem. But when you kind of compare and contrast in the small sample size of what happened that first weekend compared to these last three games, what maybe sticks out to you maybe about the approaches they've had, the timely hits they've collected? What's maybe been a little bit different in your eyes here in the second week?
Yeah, I think some of the contrast is exactly that, those timely hits. It's we had, you know, all last weekend in Salem, we had guys on base in that Saturday and Sunday game, and we just couldn't get that extra hit. We couldn't get that hit with guys in scoring position, and we couldn't get the bunt down as much as we're doing this week. And yeah, just these little things that we're executing well this week, we weren't doing last weekend. And I think that that's kind of been the difference for us offensively.
And we talked last week that bunting was going to be an important philosophy for this team offensively. And you got two squeeze bunts down the other night. You had a sacrifice bunt from Amparo earlier this week as well. So how cool has it been to really kind of reestablish the bunting game? Because it's been kind of a lost art. And it seems like these guys have really embraced that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun when it works. It's fun when it works. And these guys are starting to see that, that, you know, the bunt can be a very exciting play when you get it down and it works, whether it's a sacrifice and you're moving guys over into scoring position, that next guy comes up and gets a knock, and next thing you know, we're looking at the scoreboard and that bunt helped us get two runs, or whether it's the safety squeeze and you're scoring a run directly as a result of that. They're realizing how much of a fun and exciting play it can be, and they've really done a great job of embracing that culture and running with it, not only in game, but then we get into the cages, we, you know, get into our practice settings. Those guys are working on it there too.
Visiting with manager Colin Woody, I want to wrap up with this. Keeler Morphe gets the start for game one of the doubleheader tonight. Sunday wasn't really the start of the season he was looking for, but we saw him at the end of last year have a lot of good moments. Still a young kid, 18 years old, big arm. What do you want to see from him here tonight, or what are you hoping to see here from him in start number two as he looks to bounce back?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the obvious thing is just throw a little bit more strikes. He was a little bit, I would say, erratic and the fact that he wasn't pounding the zone, and because of that he wasn't able to make it out of the first inning in his first outing. He obviously was disappointed, and you know, we were disappointed too, because we wanted to see him throw more, because he's got an absolutely electric arm, and he's definitely showed us that he has a great ability to bounce back from an outing like that, and so I'm expecting to see him go out there tonight and pound the zone and let his electric stuff just beat the other team, and I think it's going to be a good day for Keeler Morphy.
Woody, we appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Manager Colin Woody, we're back with Starn Lamps and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.